the radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on a truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Let's see. life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulations, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the hosts of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me. In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me, stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me,
stand by me. When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden, and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Oh, caught you off guard on that one, didn't
I? Yeah, you did. I even asked for Tennessee Ernie Ford, and you got him for
Ask and you shall receive.
Well, thank
Seek
you so much.
Seek and you shall find.
Knock and the door shall be open.
That's right. So there you go. And I was just watching your face.
Well, it wasn't the song you had on the list there.
I know. But, you know, then it wouldn't have been a surprise, would it?
No.
You'd have just went, oh, Tennessee Ernie Ford, because you love him. I love his voice and love his music, and just thought he was a great guy.
Yeah, and before that, we played the Hoppers.
We did.
And they were, come on, children, let's sing.
Mm-hmm. And kicked off that set with Turn Your Radio On with Andy Griffith.
Yeah, what a great song. I really like that.
It always pumps me up for the show.
Yeah. And
11 minutes past 2. Good afternoon, everybody. These guys, we dearly love their music, and we love to feature local talent. In fact, I'm going to have a couple of songs from Mep Walls next week.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great.
Epwalls, excuse me. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to downloading those. I just saw them. I got them in my email. I probably won't be able to get them downloaded during the show. But I'm really excited about it. I heard one of them. It's outstanding.
On Alan Spar's page.
Yes.
Yeah,
Alan Spar had it on his page and shared it. And I listened to it, and it got all over me, as they say. And these guys get all over me all the time. Love their music. Always get a blessing. It's a Southern Harmony Quartet.
And Somebody Sing.
Somebody sing.
Somebody sing about that old-time religion. I want to hear it again.
Somebody preach.
Somebody preach about the resurrection. I want to lift my hand.
Me by so many things I cannot understand. Some people talking about a new kind of religion. It's just the opinions of man. But I'd love to hear about the old camp meetings and people used to shout.
see. Let's all get back to the fire of the spirit, that old-fashioned feeling again. Somebody sing.
Somebody sing about that old-time religion. I want to hear it again.
Somebody preach.
Somebody preach about the resurrection. I want to lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost. I want to welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old-time religion. Somebody sing it again.
When two or three are gathered, the Spirit is there with never-ending saving power. All we gotta do is lift our hearts to the Lord. Revival can happen any hour. Somebody stand up and testify. Tell the old, old story again. The God we serve has never changed. He's the same today as he was then. Somebody sing.
Somebody sing about that old time religion. I wanna hear it again.
Somebody preach.
Somebody preach about the resurrection. I wanna lift my hands. There's an old fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost. I wanna welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old time religion. Somebody sing it again.
Somebody sing.
Somebody sing about that old. I want to hear it again.
Somebody preach.
Somebody preach about the resurrection. I want to lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost. I want to welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old-time religion. Somebody sing it again.
Oh, that was great.
That's a Southern Harmony Quartet, and you folks will hear me play them every week because I love their music, and I always get a blessing out of it.
Oh, I've got some shout-outs, Frank.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I want to thank these people so much for sharing our broadcast on their Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And that's our dear friends Ben and Janie Crow in Somerset, Kentucky.
Right.
Thank you, Ben and Janie. Pansy Gum, our darling lady in Somerset,
she's
Kentucky.
She's our darling dumpling lady.
Yeah, she's our chicken and dumplings lady. Yeah. We love her to death.
The queen of the dumplings.
The queen of the dumplings. Thank you, Pansy. And Russell Osmanski, the great and powerful Oz in Dallas, Texas, or the Emerald City,
a.k.a. Oh, okay. Hey, thank you, Russ.
And Faye Ayubo over in the Netherlands. Oh, thank you, Faye, for sharing the broadcast.
Yeah.
And Sue Estes over in Eubank, Kentucky. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, thank you.
And Patricia Little Howell in Pikeville, Kentucky.
And all of them have shared it.
They have all shared it. And also Phyllis Ashcraft in Newark, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to say a special prayer for her, too, because she's had some knee replacement and trying to recover from that.
She is a trooper.
So you keep Phyllis in your prayers,
Absolutely.
Too. Thank you, Phyllis.
Yeah. Here's the Spear family.
High and lifted up.
No, that's the Tallies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Wait a minute.
Let me see. Where did I go here? Oh, I sure did. Let me back that up. Take it back. It's the Spirit Family. Hallelujah time.
Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah. Shout, hallelujah time.
One day Miriam came to the shore of the mighty deep Red Sea. She looked around and shook her head and said, Moses, not a chance if we. But Moses took his rod and hit the water hard, and backward it did climb. They all crossed over to the other side and had a hallelujah time.
Come on in, the water's fine, you'll receive a blessing. Never fear, the
The Lord is here. He'll wash your cares away. Let him take your hand in his. We'll take hold of mine. Never doubt. Just start to shout and have a hallelujah time.
Hallelujah, shout. Hallelujah. Hallelujah time.
Jesus and Mary went to the home of some kin in Galilee. The servants were sad and shook their heads and said, what will this wedding be? All we have are some water pots. Alas, we have no wine. But Mary said, do what he tells you to do, then have a hallelujah time. The children of Israel started to march around the Jericho wall. They looked around and scratched their heads and said, we'll never get this wall to fall. But God said march, and march they did, and by the seventh time they felt fine. Joshua said, now start to shout and have a hallelujah time.
Come on in, the water's fine, you'll receive a blessing. Never fear, the Lord is here, he'll wash your cares away.
Let him take your hand in his, you can hold of mine.
Never doubt, just start to shout and have a
the hill and laughed at Israel's God. David sang and praised the Lord as down the hill he trod. Then he threw the stone in Jehovah's name. It went right down the line. The giant fell dead. David started to sing and had a hallelujah time.
Come on in, the water's fine. You'll receive a blessing. Never fear, the Lord is here. He'll wash your cares away.
Let him take your hand in his, you take hold of mine.
Never doubt, just start to shout and have a hallelujah time.
Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah, hallelujah time. Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah, hallelujah time. Hallelujah, shout, hallelujah.
Before them I will join in the chorus song.
Oh, beautiful. That's the Tallies, High and Lifted Up, and they add the Hallelujah chorus to that and did an outstanding job.
Yeah, it was a great combination.
It was, and that should raise a couple goosebumps on you.
Yeah, it did.
And next up, we've got Gold City.
And Midnight Cry.
2:25, good afternoon, and welcome to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry.
Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
When I was just a child, my daddy said to me, I'm longing for my heavenly home. I couldn't understand why he would want to leave, but the words still echo through our little home. I'm longing for another land, made with nail-scarred hands. I long to see the one who died for me, my Savior and my friend. The years have passed and time has made a change in me, and now I have a family of my own. Amid the joyous laughter and hopes of future dreams, words still echo through our little home. I'm longing for another land, made with nail-scarred hands. I long to see the one who died for me, my Savior and my friend. Life is moving faster than it ever has before, swiftly towards eternity, where time
Oh, it was. That's the Florida Boys. And, of course, they were around back in the old Gospel Jubilee days.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed them very much. Absolutely. I've got to give a shout-out to Betsy Piuano,
who's
listening in East Tennessee. Betsy, I hope you're feeling a lot better.
Absolutely.
She's had some problems with her back and stuff, and we hope and pray that she gets a lot better soon. And also Jonathan Harold and Teresa Morano, is it Moreno or Morano?
Moreno.
In Somerset, Kentucky.
Thank you. I'm glad he was having a little difficulty getting onto the website. I sent him some instructions last night. Apparently they're working.
Yeah, hopefully when you just go on to the website. Yeah.
Well, he was trying to log on with the Android too, and folks who have had. And the way to do that is just to log on to the website and then just click on the Flash Player. That's the way Frank Jr. With his Android when I was up in Lexington last week. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He was able to get on
that. Patricia Little Howell is really enjoying the music.
Is she really?
She loved Midnight Cry, by the way.
Oh, that's
Gold City.
Patricia, that is one of my all-time favorite gospel songs.
Powerful, powerful
song. Oh, it is. And I still get goosebumps from it.
Me too.
And hopefully when I'm ready to make that transition, I'll still get goosebumps from it too. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to go back in time now to the Chuck Wagon Gang.
And would there be any stars in my crown?
I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Savior I stand, bright stars may be mine in the glorious day when his praise like the sea billows roar. Will there be any stars in my crown when at evening the sun
I'm nothing, nothing but no one. I'm one more grain of sand. Oh, except I've been taught by the master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand.
Search for every answer, but you can't comprehend. If those old everyday burdens seem to fall without end, when in life's room full of empty, you helplessly stand. Oh, just wait for the time. Master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's leading me on through this wearisome land. Footsteps would falter.
That's the Hensons, the touch of the master's strong hands.
Boy, they're great.
Oh, love them.
Well, she almost sounded like, was it, is it Vestal Goodman?
Oh,
kind of the way she did that.
A lot of, you know, and it takes a mm-hmm. very strong voice.
Oh, yes, sure
to
does.
Sing like that still. Yeah.
Got to give a shout out to
okay.
Grace Gardeil and Janie Paytalk, who are both in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Thank y'all so much
oh, yeah.
for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Here's one from the Cathedrals, and this is one of their live performances, and I love this song. It says, "You're a blesser."
Ain't never been blessed.
Then and I grew up singing this style of music. And you know what? I want you to listen to the old man sing, "You're a blesser, ain't never been blessed."
I love to sit and listen to the old-time singing of those sweet redemption songs. When they tell me of a heaven and the love that God has given, I get happy and I sing along. They sing the gospel story about my mansion up in glory, and the music gets my soul refreshed. If you haven't ever listened to an old-time singing, then your blesser ain't never been blessed.
Oh, your blesser ain't never been blessed till they sing about amazing grace.
And your cup ain't never run over till they sing about meeting Jesus face to face.
Oh, your bell ain't never been rung till that old-time religion's been sung.
If you haven't heard the haven of rest, then your blesser ain't never been blessed.
When the saints began to gather just to sing about the Savior, it's a blessed time for me. You really know you're living, it's the closest thing to heaven. Hear that old-time harmony. When the singers get inspired
and the tenor sings up higher
and the bass goes lower than the rest.
If you haven't ever listened to an old-time singing, then your blesser ain't never been blessed.
Oh, your blesser ain't never been blessed till they sing about amazing grace.
And your cup ain't never run over till they sing about meeting Jesus face to face.
Oh, your bell ain't never been rung till that old-time religion's been sung.
Heard the haven of rest, then your blesser ain't never been blessed.
Oh, your blesser ain't never been blessed
till they sing about amazing grace.
And your cup ain't never run over till they sing about meeting Jesus face to face.
Oh, your bell ain't never been rung
till that old-time religion's been sung.
Heard the haven of rest, then your blesser ain't never been blessed.
If you haven't ever listened to an old-time singing,
your cup ain't full and your bell ain't ringing,
your blesser ain't never been
I tell you what, some nights when Ernie hits that high note, I get dizzy, you know.
I dare say you've probably never heard.
I have never heard
that your
that
blesser,
your blesser ain't never been blessed.
I got to tell everybody, my blesser got blessed last week. It did. I was, and this week, last week, well, last Sunday this time,
uh-huh.
I was, I don't want to say I was shaking in my shoes.
You were anxious.
I was very anxious because I knew I was counting it down to the next morning.
To be a Blasian Monday.
When I was going in for the heart ablation, right. uh-huh. you know. And I felt the prayers of everybody who was praying for me. And even with that, the human part of me wanted to be afraid, you know. So sat there with my son and my grandson on Sunday, and that's what I was doing last Sunday, and looking at my precious little grandson, and he was kind of keeping me focused on what was important, and he didn't say, "Don't worry, Grandpa." Oh. He's teething, so he was very cranky.
But he was a great diversion.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was, and it gave me an opportunity also to act silly, and I can't talk to him in my regular voice, or I can't laugh in my regular voice, because every time I do, my grandson Levi starts crying. He hasn't been around me enough. I laugh very loud.
The little lip pokes out.
Yeah, and it kind of shakes. It kind of shakes the timbers when I laugh, and he'll go and he'll start puckering up. You know, I've started to do it the way he does it, but obviously this is not television, so they can't see that. But for me to make a very, very long story as short as I can, and still make it as real as I can, I'm going to tell my story very, very quickly. Now, I shared part of it last night on our cruising show. And it really was quite phenomenal. I go to sleep Sunday night, and I'm listening to our station down here, and it kind of made me feel like I was home. And I slept fairly well. And my son was such a great host. The next morning we get up, go through, you know, take my shower, yada, 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 and we head on to the Veterans Hospital. Got there and didn't have time to think a whole lot about anything, because they had me set up to immediately go get blood work, then go get a tag for my wrist to show who I was, and then get an EKG. So I went to the blood work, got it taken care of, headed on up to the cardiology department, and to the catheter lab up there. And there was a young lady there who gave me the EKG. Now, here's what happened. And let me just recant very, very quickly. So I lie down on the table. She hooks up all the wires to me. My son comes in the room with me, and with permission, of course, and he sits down. Of course, Frank shares my crazy sense of humor.
He's your comic relief.
Well, yeah, he's my son. You know, I don't know about that, but he and I deal with stress with comedy. Both of us do, and we've learned to do that, and it's a good coping mechanism. So Frank's sitting in a chair, and she starts giving me the EKG. Didn't work out too well. The first time, you got to remember, now I was up there to get a wrist tag. Okay, mm-hmm. So the first time she looks very puzzled, and I said, "Yes, ma'am, what's wrong?" And she says, "Well, you're straight lining." I said, "I'm straight lining." She says, "Yeah, you're according to this, you're not alive." And Frank, without missing a beat, says, "Well, give him a toe tag then." You know, so I chuckle through that, and then I empty out everything out of my pockets, because I'm possibly messing up her
frogs, rocks,
yeah, soldiers. Exactly. So I'm possibly messing up the EKG with something. I had no cell phone or anything like that that could cause any electrical activity, okay? So got all my pockets emptied out. So we start the process all over again. This time she goes and it's working. And then she's looking, and she rips off the EKG, and she looks at it. And she kind of does the and then she does another one. And then she does another one. By the third one, she's looking very puzzled, and I'm getting alarmed now, because after all, the first one she ran at me, I was straight lining. And I said, what is the problem? And, you've got a puzzled look on your face, because I can read body language very well. Been in this world for a few years. So anyways, she said, "Well, you're in perfect sinus rhythm." She said, "What are you here for?" I said, "I'm here for a cardiac ablation." She goes, "Oh. Well, maybe they're doing a preventative thing." I said, is there any chance at all that they may just call it off? Because I'm hoping they would. And she said, "Well, I don't know. You know, after they look at this, they might, but maybe they're doing a preventative thing." And I said, "Well, maybe this." I said, are you a Christian? She said, "Yes." And I said, "You believe in God, of course, and you believe in miracles?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Well, maybe you just witnessed a miracle."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I go in for the cardiac ablation, and get all prepped, and I went through all the things that they do when they prep you. And they give me just enough what they call, you know, like a twilight sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still aware. I'm not having any discomfort, but I'm still very much aware of what's going on. I remember the nurse saying to me, "Don't move your leg." and my bad leg. Of course, my bad leg is my right leg. Mm-hmm. And when they where they go in through the groin area, they were putting a tremendous amount of pressure on my hip. The pain was radiating down my leg and causing my leg to convulse, mm-hmm. you know, and like involuntary muscles almost, mm-hmm. because part of my leg is paralyzed from the knee on down. So it was a jerking motion. I was in a lot of pain, extreme discomfort. And as hard as I tried, and I have a very high pain threshold, I couldn't make the leg quit shaking. So finally, the cardiologist aborted the procedure. Now, I wasn't aware that he had until I woke up, mm-hmm. and they told me what had happened. I was very despondent. I said, don't you have somebody who could anesthetize me mm-hmm. and put me totally under? Well, you couldn't do that today. You're going to have to be rescheduled. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know the rest of the story. We packed up. I came back to Frank's, and then you came and got me and took me home. The next day, I send an email to Laura Lee Dykstra, and Laura Lee is the one we call our little internet angel. And she's mm-hmm. a very, very extremely strong Christian woman. And I recant the events that happened the day before. And she sent me a couple of responses. The final one was this, and I'd like you to go ahead and read it.
Oh, okay. She said, oh, praise Jesus. There is such power in Christians agreeing together. There were many Christians praying. That is when I feel that faith kick in where it just is past me. It's not me. It's Jesus and the power of Christians praying. The more Christians that are praying together, the more I can feel it. I felt it. And I feel it. It's done. That's all I know is how I feel. There were so many Christians praying. So we give the glory to God and we thank God. He invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes, we have God's open invitation. I know what I felt and feel and felt to share. And I praise Jesus. You bear witness. And when it is God, the doctors do confirm it. There was nothing there. And God would not permit the procedure. Those are the facts. Praise Jesus. I prayed for a woman once who had a degenerated spine, had not lifted her head in over 20 years. There were not bones in her neck to work. I prayed for her. She lifted her head for the first time in 20 years. She went to the doctor, and he was a Christian. And he said it was a miracle. He wanted some x-rays and immediate results. She had the x-rays taken, and the x-ray technician called immediately as requested. The technician actually thought the doctor was doing a prank on him. The woman was over 50 years old. The x-ray technician said it was not the same spine. This spine was new and right, and the porousness of the density of the spine of a 20-year-old. Doctors confirm when God does miracles, and we know it too. So faith is past knowledge of facts, yet miracles are with evidence. Love in Jesus, Laura Lee.
So I finished reading that, and I'm digesting that. And as you know, we have over 700 songs that rotate at random in our library here mm-hmm. that I set up on playlist. So I'm listening to the station while I'm reading emails, right? And I'm thinking, a miracle. But there was that little bit of human doubt in me, just that part of me that's human. And I'm like, I hope it's a miracle. And, you know, I think it's a miracle. All of a sudden, out of 700 songs, 698 or 703, right around 700 mm-hmm. songs we have in there, one song pops out on our playlist and starts playing on the air. The song was by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Is called When You Believe. When You Believe. And the chorus goes, there can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve? When you believe, somehow you will. You will when you believe. Oh, yeah, in this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say. When you believe, it was like God was giving me a message through secular music.
Isn't that wild?
Of all the songs in there, because that's what I was listening to. It was almost timed perfectly with me finishing the email, digesting the information that was on there, and the confirmation of the healing from Laura Lee. So
I remember you called me.
I called you down immediately, and I said, Terry,
you've got to hear this.
Hear this song that's playing right now. And I don't usually usher you down here with a command.
Right.
But I said, you need to come down right now. And you did. You came on downstairs, and we were listening to the song, and I got totally choked up and overwhelmed. And I thank God for Christians like Laura Lee, who has been there since the inception of this radio station,
right.
Helped us get on the air and everything, and is a tireless prayer warrior, you know, for the show that we do on Sunday.
We appreciate her so much.
Absolutely. But so I accepted that healing. Now, from a human standpoint of people that know me, they'll say, well, you know, I would have probably gone up there and got the ablation just to be on the safe side. Well, here's the worst that can happen. Here's the very worst that can happen. I will go into atrial flutter again, okay? If it is not a healing, let's just play advocate here, okay? And if it is not, it should not endanger my life, then I will make that trip back up to the VA hospital. But we're not even going to go there right now. And then they'll fix it, you know, with the ablation when I absolutely have to have it. But if I have a healing.
Well, I believe you've been healed. And also,
yeah, there's no need.
When you go up the stairs, you are not having a difficult time at all.
No.
I mean, you're not winded, not anything.
Up and down like a yo-yo.
Yeah. Up and down like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
But yes, I believe you've been healed. I really do.
And, you know, maybe a second chance. So I thank God for that. And I thank God for Christians like Laura Lee, Sue Estes, and the many, many, many friends who were praying for me on Facebook. God bless each and every one of you. With that, I'm going to play a song by the Cathedrals. It's called Healing.
The night was so dark, I felt in my heart my song had come to an end. My spirit was willing, but my body was weak. I thought this is the way it would end. But Jesus came in like a thief in the night, touched me and I was made whole. My song did not end, it started over again, and I want everybody to know the story about my healing. Oh, healing. The great physician ministered
minister healing to tell you what I do when things aren't going my way. I don't fold up my tent, I don't call it quits, but I call on the same name Moses did. Before very long, reinforcements are on the way. When you have faith in a great God, and He has faith, instrument to work a miracle through. There's absolutely, positively nothing you can't do. When you have faith in a great God, and He has faith in you. God spoke to Moses and told him to see Pharaoh. He said, go get my children and tell them I am told you so. Now Moses knew he was just one man, but one's all you need when God has a plan. Before very long they were waving so long to Pharaoh. When you have faith in a great God, and He has faith in you. When you become an instrument to work a miracle through, there's absolutely, positively nothing you can do. When you have faith in a great God, and He has faith in you. No, there's absolutely, positively nothing you can do.
Countless times I've been dismayed from all the darkness that life's struggles bring. I may look so very marked, for these battles will leave scars. It's only how it seems. They're just reminders to others. These scars I bear on me are reminders of the power of the Lord. I have read what He can do, and I found that it's all true. He pours His
That's the Perrys. It's called Reminders, and you are listening to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry. And on the phone right now, we have our little internet angel.
That's what we've called. Lorelei Dykstra,
the one I was talking about when I was giving my testimony about what happened last Sunday. Lorelei, can you hear me?
Can you hear us, Lorelei?
I can hear you. So hello, Frank and Terry, and hello, greetings in Jesus' name to everyone out there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You shared some remarkable things with me by way of email. Number one, you shared your personal testimony with me, which I didn't feel that I needed to give that. I'll let you give that if you want. And if you don't, then that's fine, too, if you don't feel led to give that right now. But just go with whatever you feel led to give right now and what you shared with me and what you want to share.
Well, this is what I felt briefly to say, that I have seen many miracles, and these miracles happen in an atmosphere of the love of Jesus.
Amen.
And the scripture that came to me when Frank asked me to speak was John 15, where Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love one another, you can ask anything you want, and I will do it."
That's right.
And what I did want to share was that I have been so blessed by Frank and Terry. It's very special to me. I love the South, and I won't go into a great detail, but there's just something about that Gone with the Wind I just love, and it has just been such a gift of grace to me.
Uh-huh.
And I had the blessing to meet Frank and Terry. Terry has this wonderful book and story and life, and I love the South, and she is just such a Southern lady.
Well, thank you, Marla.
It's just beautiful for me to listen to this Southern gospel music that I love, and this huge blessing of hearing Frank and Terry. And they both generate such an atmosphere of the love of Jesus. And I think Terry just absolutely touches my heart. She's just such a sweet, dear lady.
Aww.
And I believe that they've created the atmosphere of the love of Jesus where miracles do happen.
Oh.
I believe they do that. And I did feel in my heart as I prayed the power of Christians praying and praying in that unity and that love of Jesus, faith works by love. And that's what I wanted to say, that I've been so blessed.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And gosh, we appreciate you in so many ways, Lorelei. I mean, you helped us with the broadcast and getting us on. You've helped us spiritually, uplifted our spirits. And I do believe that Frank has been healed. I absolutely do.
Well, I after reading your email last week, it gave me such encouragement. And then when I got the song, a secular song of all things, because I'm sitting here listening to the rotation of music and the mix and making sure everything sounds good while I'm reading my emails. And when that song came on the air, right spot on when I finished your email, Lorelei, and I was sitting there, not, you know, maybe just a tiny little bit of doubt inside my mind, wondering, you know, have I really been healed, you know, from this? And then all of a sudden that song started playing. It was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
That was your confirmation.
I have such chills.
Oh.
I have such chills because I did send an email, you know, that I was lifting you up in prayer. And
yes,
this song came to me, and it just doesn't come to me. It's not like I've ever said that to anyone. But it was On the Wings of a Snow White Dove.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Sweet.
Oh, yeah. That gave me chills.
Love. And it's the power of his healing.
Absolutely.
That power of his love. So it is really, you know, God is so great. He's so wonderful.
Well, I know he led us to you.
Absolutely.
Because there were so many places I could have gone, you know, with the stream and the help. And I found your number, and then you worked with us on your own time. And we've talked about you many, many times here on the show. So it gives me an opportunity to to thank you in front of all of our listeners, because we've had an opportunity to share the many, many things that you did on your own time to bring us to fruition, to where we wanted to be, you know. And we owe that to God for leading us to you. Mm-hmm. And it was like he just dumped me right in your lap. You were stuck with me. Whether you wanted me or not, I was there.
Well, we've made a great friend, and we appreciate you so much.
Absolutely.
Lauren Lee. And thank you so much for taking the time to call us and let our listeners hear your sweet voice and hear your testimony as well.
I want you to, someday if you feel led to, I'd love for you to call mm-hmm. back and then just share your whole testimony, because it's so powerful.
It is.
I will. And it's the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he really has given us an open door, an open invitation, and we just, as little children, you know, run to our Father. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Laura Lee, have a blessed day, and have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Loving God.
Beautiful song by the Gaither Vocal Band, Loving God and Loving Each Other. 3:20, good afternoon. If you just joined us, welcome to the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry right here on frankandterryradio.com. And we will put out a link. This show is being recorded. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to hear the whole show in its entirety, then we will put that post that link today.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Post it on the website, and I will pull the link itself, where if you don't want to go through the search on the website, then we'll just pull the link where you can access it immediately just by clicking on the link.
Right. Yeah. I've got to say hi to Jan Wilson in Russell Springs,
Hello,
Kentucky.
Jan.
Hey, Jan. And Sue Pointer in
Somerset,
Kentucky.
Yes.
Also, Michael Charmette, Dr. Michael Charmette, over in Boca Raton, Florida. We appreciate y'all so much and so glad that you're worshiping with us today.
Absolutely. If Sue Pointer is definitely listening, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome, because we're going to send this one out to her.
Okay.
Unforeseen will surely come our way, but we don't have to be afraid of what tomorrow brings. We trust in God with all our lives. We pledge our hearts to follow Christ. We won't bow to circumstance. Our lives are circles.
trying hard to understand the chaos and the constant fear of tragedy's cold hand. But we have found the only hope that we will ever need. We trust
trusting God. 3:28, good afternoon. We've got about 32 minutes of show left, and this next young man is just has overwhelmed me with his music. I had not listened to that much of Jason Crabb until my cousin Vicky gave me one of his CDs to load into the programming, and then I went on to Amazon and I purchased everything I could find. Such a powerful ministry, such a powerful voice. Here's Jason Crabb.
And I'll take Jesus.
As a gamble for the road he walked, the chosen. Not thinking about eternity as our soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what they've done or make the same mistake? You or the world, my child, which one? Gonna matter on that day.
listen, they're gonna be to me just a memory. And yes, you'll hear me say, I'll take Jesus, I'll take Jesus. I tried those earthly pleasures and they failed.
Is like a field of failing grain, parched, dry, and wilted, needing a little rain. But then I remember days past and gone, how I reap from fields that I've never sown. I've never had a day that I did not eat, or a place to lay my head down when it was time to sleep. I know I don't deserve all the blessings I've known. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown, eating from the table, milk and honey there abone, drinking from the fountain that flows from the living stone, reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. At my children, what a blessing they've been. And Lord, you've sure blessed me with a multitude of friends. When I stop and consider the mercy you've shown, I realize how much I'm reaping from fields I've never sown. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown, eating from the table, milk and honey there abone, drinking from the fountain that flows from the living stone, reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown. I'm reaping from fields, Lord, that I've never sown.
A great sounds of the Primitive Quartet and Reaping from the Fields I've Never Sown. How about that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
God takes care of us, doesn't he?
He sure does. I was just looking in Leviticus 19:9, and when we reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. I was just reading some different things of reaping here.
Absolutely. Here's the inspirations. And living like there's no yesterday.
Devil comes around and whispers in my ear.
reminding me of things I've said or done down through the years. But God erased each mistake, and though I don't know how, all I know is all of that is all behind me now. And I'm living, yes, I'm living like there's no yesterday. My sins have been forgiven, and my past washed away. Heaven's getting closer with every step I take, and I'm living, yes, I'm living like there's no yesterday. If I would give my heart and life to Him, He'd forgive my yesterdays and not remember them. When He came in, I moved out of that old house of sin. And praise the Lord, He shut the door and won't look back again. Now I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, like there's no yesterday. My sins have been forgiven, and my past washed away. Heaven's getting closer with every step I take, and I'm living, yes, I'm living, like there's no yesterday. I'm walking in forgiveness all because of Calvary, no longer shackled by the shame what I used to be. And I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, like there's no yesterday. My sins have been forgiven, and my past washed away. Heaven's getting closer with every step I take, and I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, like there's no yesterday.
And once those sins are forgiven, you just forget about it.
That's
and
exactly
get,
right.
And get on with your new life.
That's
don't
right.
don't be rolling that stuff around your head.
that's right.
The old devil doing that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Southern Harmony Quartet, and they're local guys, are they
yes,
not?
Yes, they are, in the Somerset and Russell Springs, Kentucky
area.
And
yeah.
God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause He saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched a Samaritan woman, gave a wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Two thieves were hanging on each side of the Lord that day. When He gave His life on Calvary, our sin debt He did pay. One said, Lord, remember me, and He said, this day of mine, God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime.
God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause He saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
They threw old Daniel in the bottom of the lion's den. He prayed to the Father, help me, don't let this do me in. They opened up the door, and old Daniel was doing just fine. God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime.
God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause He saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
God can save
anybody, anywhere,
save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know He can, cause He saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
My God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know He can, cause He saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere.
God can save
anybody, anywhere.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Free and assurance and glory to God in the highest. 3:43, good afternoon. About 17 more minutes of show left before we wrap up this edition of the Sunday Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry. How about that?
I know, it goes so fast, doesn't it? I was just so tickled that we were able to talk to Laura Lee.
Oh, it was such a blessing today.
Oh, yeah. Man. And, I really appreciate her calling in.
Yes, indeed. And that way we get to share her countenance with our listeners.
That's right.
Instead of hogging her to ourselves.
And Jan, we don't want to do that.
That's right.
Jan Wilson has been having such a great time. She said she never thought. She said, never been into country gospel. But she says, you've converted and blessed this Yankee.
We didn't have a thing to do with it. It's some
no,
music.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Speaking of Jan, I've got a song coming up for her, but it's right after the Mike Lefebvre Quartet.
Yeah, and that's this one's You're Never Too Far Away.
You started out. You'd like to come back home, but you're having your doubts. 'Cause you're not sure he even heard you all those times you tried to pray. Now you're wondering if he'll take you in, turn you away. You're never too far away, but he can't hear you when you pray. He knows all your fears, sees all your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and you will find standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are, never too far away. Ooh, you've wandered off seven times you've just ignored that voice inside your heart. Let me tell you a secret about the Father's love. His grace is more than sufficient for anything you've ever done. You're never too far away that He can't hear you when you pray. He knows all your fears, sees all your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and standing beside you with His arms open wide. He knows where you are, never too far. Just turn around and you will find He's standing beside you with His arms open wide. He knows where you are, you're never too far away. He knows where you are, you're never too far.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The Michael Fever Quartet, and You're Never Too Far Away. And we're going to send this next song out to who?
To Jan Wilson.
Would that be to whom or to who?
To whom.
To whom.
To whom, yes. Okay. And Jan Wilson, of course, she is new to this gospel music,
yes.
And but she loves this group, and she loves this song. So this one's for you, The Hensons, The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us all. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. Everybody that lives around us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships, they don't sail by this way anymore. Ain't no use, it's standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I seen the light, yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on a hill.
Shone a light around me that I
Karen Peck in New River. It's called River of Peace. 3:54. Good afternoon. Got about 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 minutes left to show. Just whatever we decide we're going to do.
And we want to welcome Christine Black with us today.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think, where is she, McCreary County or is she Somerset?
I think originally from McCreary County.
Okay.
But I don't know where.
Well, from. Christine, thank you so much. She wanted to hear some Jeff and Sherry Easter. So we've got Mornings Coming just for you.
Get to God, seems the more I face, circumstances always seem to get right in my way, but in my hour of desperation, He's always by my side. If I keep my eyes on Him, I can overcome the night. Morning's coming, just inside. Every fear and doubt will surrender to the light. Morning's coming, oh. Face before, and you feel like you just can't take it anymore, just remember that He won't allow more than you can bear. You're not alone, you're entertaining angels unaware. Morning's coming, just inside. Every fear and doubt will surrender to the light. Morning's coming, hold on tight. If you just trust Him,
Christine Black over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, yeah. 3:57, and then I guess this is going to be our last song. We'll wrap it up for today. It's been a wonderful day.
Oh, what a wonderful time we've had in with Laura Lee and everyone out there that's been interacting with us on Facebook. And just let us know. And can't they drop us a line if they're not on Facebook? They
oh,
can
goodness.
Drop us,
yeah, I'm
a
just
line.
Trying to figure what email address to use. We could use lovemyoldies at AOL.com. That's the one we use for our oldies show on a Saturday night that we do. And, yeah, if you'd like to drop us an email. I tried and tried to set up an email account for this. But at that time, I was having trouble with my AOL.
Right.
Just temporarily, just go to lovemyoldies. At AOL.com.
Right, because we've got some listeners up in New York. Of course, we can tell who's listening.
Yeah,
by,
Philadelphia, and I saw some up in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh,
which was about 65 miles northeast of my old hometown, up around Wheeling, West Virginia.
We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line.
Absolutely.
If you have any requests that you would like to hear, just let us know. We'll get it on for you.
And we will definitely do that. The show is a blessing to us. It is a labor of love, and we hope to keep bringing it to you as long as the good Lord gives me health, lets me keep my
voice.
Well,
you're healed, so there you go. Looks like you're going to be doing it a long time.
I hope so. I hope so. What a blessing it is. We're going to go out today with a song by Greater Vision.
Seeking for Me.
We'll see you guys next week for the Gospel Music Buffet from 2 until 4 every Sunday right here on frankandterryradio.com. And we have another show called Cruising to the Oldies with Frank and Terry. We do that on Saturday nights from 5 until 8 p.m. And then we have the Feel Good Friday with 70s, 80s, and 90s light rock right
from
here.
From 6 to 8
p.m. Yeah, from 6 to 8 on Fridays, yeah. Mm-hmm. And 24/7 you can hear the best mix of light rock from the 70s, 80s, and 90s right here at frankandterryradio.com. Going out now again with Greater Vision and Seeking for Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Thank you, and ta-ta.
See?